In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, and praise be to Allah, and blessings to the Master of all the people, Prophet Muhammad, and his pure progeny and selected companions, and the Allah, the Always says in the Holy Quran that do not be weary nor fall into despair, for shall you have the upper hand if you are believers. And also he says that be not weary crying for peace while you have the upper hand, and Allah is with you, stands by you, and he will never make you feel any loss because of your deeds. So in the beginning, let me address the audience, all the dear guests, the honorable heads of Islamic organization, leaders of Palestinian groups, thinkers, scholars, and distinguished personalities of the world of Islam, as well as other figures who are fighting for freedom. Let me welcome you all at the beginning, and I honor and appreciate your presence in this great gathering. So this is the sorrowful saga of Palestine and the excruciating pain and oppression faced by this people who are patient and steadfast and resistance. That it truly puts any person who seeks freedom and justice, it puts them to pain and makes them suffer. And it causes a great agony. It's heart-wrenching to hear their story. Well, this history of Palestine and the occupation of Palestine and rendering homeless millions of people, and then the brave resistance put up by this people, well, it has faced lots of ups and downs. Well, if you take a look at history and delve into history, you will see that in no juncture of history can you see any world people to face such a great agony and suffering and barbaric acts. Well, in an extra-regional scheme or plot, a country totally is occupied and the people are pushed out of their homes, and a group of people from different parts of the world head for their home and replace them in their own place. So there is this real identity that is ignored, and then this fabricated entity that is replaced. Now, this is another stain in history, just like any other such chapters, with the assistance and of God. This page will be closed because God says that falsehood is bound to perish. And also he says in the Holy Quran that my servants, that is the righteous people, will inherit the earth. So your conference is being held at a very tough situation, both in the region and the world. Our region, that's always supported the people of Palestine in their fight against a global conspiracy. Well, this region these days is facing numerous tensions and crises. Now, the crises in several Islamic countries in the region, it has caused the issue of support for Palestine and it's the sacred aspiration of the liberation of Quds to fade away. Attention to the repercussions of these crises make us realize the fact that which powers will benefit from this? Those who have created and given rise to the Zionist regime in this region, so that by imposing a prolonged confrontation and conflict would prevent the progress and security and stability of the region. Now, those powers now, they are standing behind and they're responsible for sedition on the ground, the sedition that has caused the capability of the regional people in useless conflicts and confrontations. They're fighting each other, they're pit against one another. And then, in this way, they will find the opportunity in order to assume further power. The regime, this provides a chance for that. Still in the midst, you see some efforts by scholars and wise people in the Islamic community who sincerely want to put an end to these problems. But unfortunately, the complicated schemes and conspiracy of the enemy have managed, on the back of ignorance on the part of a number of states, to wage civil wars and impose civil wars on people. It has imposed civil wars on the peoples, and they are pit against one another. And the efforts of the Islamic scholars have been rendered ineffective or has less effect. Now, what matters here is the weakening of the position of the issue of Palestine and efforts to put it out of the priority list. Now, given the differences existing between the Islamic states, a number of them are natural, and some others are the result of the enemy's conspiracies, and some others are because of ignorance and negligence. Still, the issue of Palestine should and it must be the axis for the unity of all of them. Now, one of the accomplishments of this invaluable forum can be the raising of the first priority of the world of Islam and the freedom lovers of the world, that is the issue of Palestine, and the creation of an atmosphere for synergy and empathy aimed at the lofty aspiration, attaining the lofty aspiration of support for people of Palestine and their freedom-loving, independence-seeking struggle. Well, the importance of political support for the people of Palestine, we should never neglect this. In the world these days, it's of the essence and it has high priority. Muslim people and freedom-loving people with any kind of taste and any style or procedure they adopt, that they can get together around one same goal, and that should be Palestine and the need for efforts in order to secure its liberation. With the advent of some signs and signals of the collapse of the Zionist regime and its downfall, and the weakness that you see in among its allies, especially the United States of America, one can see that gradually the global atmosphere is moving toward confronting the antagonistic moves and actions that are illegal, unlawful, and inhumane, all those actions by the Zionist regime. The world is moving in that direction to confront those. Of course, the international community and the regional countries have not been able to make good on their commitments regarding this humane issue. Well, but the barbaric repression and oppression of the Palestinian people, wide-scale arrests, plundering, looting, and massacre, the usurpation of the land of these people, and erecting up settlement units and trying to change the face and the entity of the Holy Woods and the Al-Aqsa Mosque and other Islamic sanctities and the Christian shrines, and then depriving the citizens' rights, basic citizens' rights, are still going on, and it enjoys the all-sided support of the United States of America and a number of other Western governments. Regrettably, the world of Islam has not reacted to it properly. The people of Palestine are proud. Well, Almighty God has given them this blessing, and there is this great mission of defending this holy land and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They are shouldering this responsibility. This people have no option other than this, that by relying on the Almighty God, and the omnipotent God, and also by relying on their own intrinsic the might, they need to keep the flame of struggle burning. And rightly, they have been able to do so. They have done so so far. Now, then the father of the struggle in the occupied land that has started for the third time, it's more repressed compared to the other previous intifadas, but it's shining, and it's hope-inspiring, and it's moving ahead, and with the blessing of God, and you will see that this intifada or struggle will usher in an important juncture and period in the struggle, and it will impose another defeat on the Zionist regime. This cancerous tumor, since its creation, it started to grow in phases, and it has now turned into the calamity and disaster that it is now. But so it needs also to be dealt with in phases. So a number of intifadas and the ongoing and constant struggles and moves have been able to accomplish a number of periodical goals, and is still moving ahead with full force to attain all the objectives and goals until the full liberation of Palestine. The great nation of Palestine, that on its own has shouldered the burden of standing against the global Zionism and their bullying allies. The Palestinian people are patient, but they're standing strong. And they have given all those claimants the chance to test their claims. Not a day when there was this wrong claim of realism and the need for accepting the minimum rights in order to prevent its total infringement, when some compromise plans were raised seriously, then the people of Palestine, and even the movements that already knew the inaccuracy of this plan, all of them gave them the chance. But the Islamic Republic of Iran, since day one, stressed the inaccuracy and improperness of those plans, and that the irreparable losses also were warned by the Islamic Republic. Now, the chance that was given to the process of compromise had some the negative and adverse consequences on the path of the Palestinian people's struggle. Still, the only benefit it had was to prove the assumption of realism in practice. Well, basically, the way the Zionist regime was shaped up is in such a way that it cannot do away with expansionism and with repression, crackdown, and trampling upon the rights, the basic rights of Palestinians. They can't do away with that. The existence and the entity of that the savage regime is subject to gradual destruction of the entity of Palestinians. The illegitimate entity of the Zionist regime will be able to go on and strive if it is built on the destroyed Palestinian structures. So that is why safeguarding the Palestinian entity and identity and safeguarding all the signs of this righteous and natural identity is incumbent on everyone. It's a must, and it's a holy struggle or jihad. As long as the name of Palestine, the memory of Palestine, and the burning flame of all-sided resistance of this people, as long as these go on, it's not possible for the Zionist regime pillars to be stabilized. Well, the problem of the trend of compromise is not in the fact that doing away or dispensing with the rights of people to equal recognition to usurping regime, which is an unforgivable mistake. But the main issue lies in the fact that basically there is no proportion with the status quo of the issue of Palestine. The expansionist attributes and the repression and the avarice on the part of the Zionists, all of these are ignored. But this people, they have taken the opportunity and they have tried to prove the inaccuracy of the claim of those who are talking about compromise. So there is this national consensus in place regarding the right ways of the resistance and the struggle in order to restore the rights of the Palestinian people. Now the people of Palestine, on their record in the past 3 decades, there have experienced two different paradigms, and the proportion of those paradigms they have realized. In return for the price of compromise, the heroic resistance, which is constant, that is the Holy Intifada, as one paradigm, it has had great achievements for this people. No, that is why these days one can witness that from certain circles, resistance is being attacked and censured, and Intifada is being questioned. We do not expect anything other than this from the enemy, because they realize that that is the right way and it will yield results. But at times you witness that that some movements and even some countries that on the appearance they claim to support the issue of Palestine, but you see that in fact they want to change the right course, that they attack the resistance, and they claim that the resistance in the past few decades has not been able to secure the liberation of Palestine. So this is not the right way. It needs to be revised. In response, we should say, well, it's right that the resistance has not managed yet to attain its final objective, that is the liberation of the entire Palestine. That's right. Still, the resistance has been able to keep the issue of Palestine alive. Well, they should wait and see. Without resistance, in what situation it would be. Now, the biggest achievement of the resistance has been making obstacles and hindrance in the face of Zionist project. Now, the success of the resistance in imposing war of friction on the enemy, that has managed to, actually, the main agenda of the Zionist regime has been the domination of the whole region, and the resistance has been able to make it face failure. So in this process, the principle of resistance and the heroes who have been fighting in the various junctures of time since the beginning of the creation of the Zionist regime, they have started putting up resistance, and they have offered their lives, and they put their lives on the line, and they have kept the banner of resistance hoisted, and they have transferred this from generation to generation. So the role of resistance in the period after the occupation, everyone knows the role they have played, and the role of the resistance in the victory of, no matter how brief the victory was, and the 1352 war, that is 1973, Christian calendar. From 1982, since 1982, that practically the burden of resistance was shouldered by the people inside Palestine. Since then, the Islamic resistance of movement Hezbollah emerged in order to offer support to the Palestinians in their struggle. Well, if the resistance had not defeated the Zionist regime, now you would see it occupy some other land in the region, from Egypt all the way to Iraq, Jordan, the Persian Gulf, and elsewhere. So this is a great achievement. But this is not the only accomplishment of the resistance. The liberation of southern Lebanon, the liberation of Gaza, these are two realization of two important goals in the process of the liberation of Palestine. Well, it has managed to have this geographical expansions of the Zionist regime. It has managed to reverse that process. Since the early 60s lunar calendar, that is 80s on the Christian calendar, since then, not only the Zionist regime has not been able to access and occupy new territories, but we have seen its retreat and withdrawal in a humiliating way from South Lebanon. And humiliation, also one more time, they got out of Gaza. So no one can deny the basic and determining role of resistance and the First Intifada. And the Second Intifada, too, the role of the resistance was really outstanding. The Intifada or struggle that ultimately saw the Zionist regime forced to leave Gaza. The 33-day war in Lebanon and 22-day war, 8-day war, and the 51-day wars of Gaza, all of them are the shining and brilliant pages in the history of the resistance. That is a source of pride for all the peoples of the region and in the world of Islam and all freedom-loving people on the planet. Now, in the 33-day war, practically all the ways to offer relief assistance to the people of Lebanon and the Hezbollah fighters were closed. But with the assistance of the Almighty God and by relying on the power of the people of Lebanon, the Zionist regime, and its main ally, that's the United States of America, they faced this humiliating defeat. Well, they will not dare attack that the region so contentedly. So the resistance on the part of Gaza that has now turned into a formidable bastion of resistance in several wars. Consequently, it showed that the Zionist regime is too weak to stand against the strong will and resolute of a great nation. So the main hero of the Gaza wars is the brave and steadfast people who, despite suffering long years of economic embargo, they had relied on their faith, and they're still putting up resistance and defending that bastion. So it's necessary to appreciate all the Palestinian resistance movements, Islamic Jihad movement, Izzat al-Nizam brigades, Hamas, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, Al-Fat, and also Abu Ali Mustafa Brigade, who have played valuable role, a major role in these wars. Their efforts need to be appreciated, respected. Participants, the dangers emanating from the presence of the Zionist regime should never be neglected. That is why resistance should tap into all the tools and possibilities in order to continue and perpetuate its activity. Now, to this end, all the peoples and the governments in the region and the entire freedom-loving nations are duty-bound to provide the basic requirements of the Palestinian people. Well, the resistance is contingent on the steadfastness of the Palestinian people. It's that has nurtured its brave and heroic children. The provision of the requirements of the Palestinian people and the Palestinian resistance is of the essence, and everyone needs to act and pitch in. Now, in this process, the basic requirements of the resistance in the West Bank should not be ignored either. They are now shouldering the main burden of the Intifada. So the Palestinian resistance, too, by learning from the past lessons, they should also bear in mind this important fact that resistance and Palestine are much more valuable. So, regarding the differences between the Islamic countries or domestic issues or ethnic issues, you know, that the should not affect the main issue of Palestine. So Palestinians, especially the resistance movements and groups, they need to appreciate the invaluable status that they have acquired, and they need to do away with differences. Islamic states, Arab countries, and all the Islamic national movements, they're duty-bound to serve the aspiration of Palestine. Support for resistance is the duty of us all, and no one has a right when it comes to assistance and contribution. They should not ask for anything in return. Well, yes, the only condition for help is that the contribution should be used to boost the stamina of the people of Palestine and the structure of resistance. Now, sticking to resistance against the enemy and putting up resistance in all aspects require the continuation of this contribution. So our stance regarding the resistance is a basic one, and it has nothing to do with one special group or movement. Any movement or group that stands strong and steadfast, we will support them. Any group that leaves this path is distancing itself from us. So the depth of our relations with resistance and Islamic groups only depend on their commitment to the principle of resistance, and it has nothing to do with any other issue. So another point that we need to mention is the differences between various Palestinian groups. Difference of opinion because of differences in taste among groups, well, this is something understandable and natural. As long as it remains within the same confines, it may even lead to synergy and further enriching of the struggles of the Palestinian people. Yet the problem starts when these differences lead to conflicts, and God forbid, to confrontation, in which case various groups and movements should they nullify each other's power and capability, and they will threaten the path that's desired by their joint enemy. So the management of differences and tastes is an art that all major resistance groups should benefit from. And they should plan in such a way, and their agenda, they should plan it in a way that would only pressure the enemy and that would enhance the resistance. So national unity on the basis of a jihadi plan is a national requisite for the people of Palestine. It is expected that all different movements will act in line with fulfilling the demands of the entire Palestinian people and the realization of their goals. Now, the resistance these days is also encountering another conspiracy, and that is the efforts on the part of those who look like friends, pseudo-friends, who try and make attempts that the people of the Intifada of the Palestinian people, they want to push it to the wrong course, and they want to use it as a maybe bargaining chip for their secret dealings with the enemies of the Palestinian people. So the resistance is too smart to fall in that trap, especially because of the fact that people of Palestine are the main leader of the struggle. And the past experiences show that this people, by the right understanding of the situation, will prevent going awry and going the wrong direction. And if God forbid one of the groups fall in that trap, then the people can, like in the past, provide their own requirements. If a group or movement puts down the flag of or the banner of resistance, definitely another group will rise from inside Palestine and will hold that and hoist that flag. So definitely, distinguished participants in this forum will only deal with the issue of Palestine. Unfortunately, in the past years, there has been some negligence and there has not been enough attention paid to this issue. Definitely, the present crises in different parts of the region and the Islamic community need to be taken heed of. Still, what brings us all together here is the issue of Palestine. Now, this forum itself can set an example according to which gradually all Muslims and the people in the region would be able, on the basis of their commonalities, would do away with differences and would deal with the issues one by one and to try to further enhance the Muhammadan community and boost it. Now, at the end, once again, it's necessary to thank you for your presence on this forum. Also, the respected Parliament Speaker and his colleagues in the 10th Parliament, I should also my gratitude goes to them. They have taken pains to organize and hold this conference. I wish you all success and at the service of the Palestinian people and serving the issue of Palestine as the major issue and the most important issue of the world of Islam and the axis of unity of all Muslims and freedom lovers of the world. This is what I seek from Almighty God. Peace and blessings of God be upon the souls of all the martyrs of the world of Islam, especially the martyrs of resistance against the Zionist regime, and also all the combatants of the resistance front, as well as the pure soul of the architect of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, who paid special attention to the issue of Palestine. Good luck and peace and blessings of God upon you.
Well, live from the Iranian capital, Tehran, it's the 6th International Conference in support of the Palestinian Intifada or Uprising, which has opened in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, who is the chairman of the conference, gave a brief opening address before leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, officially started the conference with a speech summation of what Ayatollah Khamenei just said. He stated that those who created the Zionist regime are the same who are creating sedition in the region. He also added that Palestine has become a less important issue because it is the issue that can unite so many against the Zionist regime. The global atmosphere, he mentioned, is changing to confront the Zionists as well. He said the Third Intifada is opening a new chapter in fighting the Israeli regime, and you will see an important juncture in the Palestinians' fight against the Zionists as well. He also stated that Islamic and Arab countries are duty-bound to serve the Palestinian cause, and that if one group quits the resistance, another group will hold up the flag of resistance as well. The 6th International Conference in support of the Palestinian Intifada has opened in the Iranian capital, Tehran, around 700 foreign guests and representatives of pro-Palestinian organizations are also taking part in the event. Well, Palestine, as we know, has been the site of increased tension since last August, when Israel imposed restrictions on the entry of Palestinians into the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And also, protests against those restrictions have been met with a deadly Israeli crackdown, which has in turn prompted strengthened Palestinian resistance known as the Third Palestinian Intifada. The first Palestinian Intifada took place back in 1987 and 1993, and the second one in the early 2000s as well. Well, I'm now being told that Professor Mohammad Marandi is joining us now on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran, to offer us more insight on the significance of the conference in support of the Palestinian Intifada. Mr. Marandi, welcome to the program. First of all, walk us through some of the key points that were mentioned by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei.
I think there are a number of key points. Probably the most important, in my opinion, would be his reference to the fact that the global attitudes are changing towards the Palestinian cause and the Israeli regime. And I think that probably has a lot to do with the declining fortunes of the United States, the decline in U.S. hard power as a result of its defeats in Iraq and Afghanistan and in its interventions across the board in the region, from North Africa to the Arabian Peninsula and then the larger Western region, but also with declining U.S. soft power because of these wars, and also because of the deep divisions that we now see in the United States rising, which have a lot to do with the failure of liberalism and the failure of the political order and the political establishment to show the United States to be the ideal and exceptional regime that it claims to be in the face of global public opinion. So this definitely weakened United States, weakens the Israeli position, and enhances the position of those who oppose apartheid and racism across the world. And so this could be a potential turning point in the resistance against apartheid.
One of the key points that Ayatollah Khamenei also mentioned was the fact that Islamic and Arab countries are duty-bound to serve the Palestinian cause, but maybe that has not been the case with regards to the Arab world. Do you see it in that light as well?
I think everyone more or less recognizes the oil-rich dictatorships in the region. Their agenda is to preserve their own rule. And the reason why they use extremism is in order to export trouble to keep themselves in power. And other regional countries that are like these oil-rich family dictatorships, under the influence of the United States or client regimes of the United States, they too have an interest in abiding by American demands. And the only reason why they give verbal support to the Palestinian cause is to prevent the internal discontent from increasing. So it is, the Palestinian people have enjoyed very little support from most Arab countries in the region, except for one or two or three, perhaps at most, such as Syria or Lebanon, and nowadays more or less Iraq. But I think, again, the important thing is that the Palestinian people themselves, they have to be the real force driving back apartheid in Palestine. And the fact that these oil-rich dictatorships are rapidly on the decline because of their failures in Yemen, as well as their failures in other regions, I think will help to tilt the balance of power away from the pro-American regimes in the region and away from the Israeli regime as well.
Now, when we talk about the Intifada, we also have to talk about the role of the resistance in the region against the Israeli regime. Of course, we have the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, in the 80s, which is, in the words of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei himself, one of those purposes that will help in the direction of the liberation of Palestine. Also, the role of resistance in the first and second Intifada force Israel to leave Gaza, and the issue of resistance against Israel was also evident in the wars on Gaza as well. I think it's safe to say that the Palestinian Intifada and the broader and wider prospect of resistance against Israel are quite intertwined.
Yes, I think that's true. One point that you mentioned with regards to Gaza, I think is very important in the sense that the Israeli regime was forced to withdraw from Gaza and over the past few years launched multiple wars against this surrounded city. And we have to remember that the United States and the EU helped the blockade on Gaza, and they helped and allowed the Israelis to prevent food from coming in, just like what the United States and the Europeans are doing now, more or less, in Yemen. They're trying to induce mass starvation to support the Saudi regime, which is an extraordinary crime against humanity, something that perhaps in the last few hundred years have seen no equivalent to this degree. In the case of Gaza, though, they failed. And as the Saudis will find out, they are failing, and they will fail in Yemen as well. But Gaza has remained resilient. And Israel has yet to see the sort of resistance in the West Bank and among Palestinians in what is now called the Israel proper, inside the 1967 borders. They've yet to see the resistance that we see in Gaza in these areas. And I think that the potential, when this resistance grows and reaches these areas and rises to new levels in the whole of Palestine, then I think the legitimacy of the Israeli regime in the eyes of its supporters in the West and in the eyes of those who are ignorant of the reality of apartheid in Western countries, I think that legitimacy will gradually erode even further. And the regime, especially now that it is pursuing a one-state solution, the reality of apartheid will show itself more clearly in the eyes of those who remain ignorant about the reality of the Israeli regime. So I think that the regime of Israel is going to see things become more and more difficult in the years ahead.
Mr. Marandi, it's no secret that Israel does want division in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said that those who created the Zionist regime are the same who are creating sedition in the region. These two notions are basically parallel in the direction that it is Israel that is benefiting from the wars and conflicts that are taking place in the region, highlighting what's taking place in Syria and, of course, what's taking place in Yemen and so on and so forth.
Yes, we've seen in weekly documents that the U.S. Embassy in Syria, for example, before the events that began in 2011, that they were talking of using sectarian division to weaken the Syrian government and to possibly overthrow the state. And also in Iraq, when the Americans invaded the country, they used racial division, you know, between Kurds and Arabs, religious divisions and sectarian divisions to further their identity in the country and to able to retain their occupation of the country. So the divisions we see in the region are basically there to help the United States and its allies reinforce their hegemony. The Americans used, they funded Wahhabism, and they printed them in the United States. They paid for these extremist books in the 1980s to be used in Afghanistan so that it would create religious and hatred towards the Russians, and that the resistance against the Soviet occupation would turn into a resistance that is tainted with extremism. And also nowadays, we also see that while Saudi and Qatari-funded TV channels across the region are promoting religious and sectarian hatred, they are allowed to use satellite services that are owned by Western countries. They are not impeded. Whereas, for example, Iranian television is still being prevented from using satellites, whereas the Iranian state TV or public television channels are non-sectarian, as anyone who would wish to carry out an academic study would discover. But one other point that I would like to add is that we see these so-called Shi'i channels in the West that are hostile towards Iran, interestingly, but very sectarian. And they are being funded in the West, by the West, and it's obvious that their agenda is that through using these groups, they wish to further divide between the peoples of the region. So the sectarianism is being promoted in a very calculated way. But at the end of the day, I think that awareness in this region, the gradual awareness of more and more people, is beginning to weaken the capabilities of those behind this sectarianism.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Marandi, joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Together, supporting Palestine. That is the motto of the 6th International Conference in support of the Palestinian Intifada, which is open in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The two-day event open at the Iran International Conference Center in Tehran. On Tuesday, of course, we will be keeping a close eye on all the developments taking place at that conference in the Iranian capital, Tehran, right here on Press TV.